we'll see. We'll see what happens next year. But these kids have a lot of seasoning to go. But they're kids. They're very young, so why not? Skagway has the ball now on the right-hand side in the hands of Danny Brady. Danny Brady's decided to not use the pick set for him by Micah Cook. Went right. Gets it back to Colton. Colton's going to set it back up. But he picks up his dribble up by the half-court circle, and he's in trouble. Gets it over to Ackerman on the left-hand side. Ackerman with a dribble drive with a left-handed layup. Oh, just a little too strong. Off left. Back into the hands of Thorne Bay. And Clint Thomas is hustling up the court. He shoots the ball, and it is not good, but he is fouled in the process. That foul is going to be called on Colton Belisle. 7:22 here to go in the game. 35-10 the score. Clint Thomas at the line knocks down his first free throw. That is the second foul on Colton Belisle. So Skagway not in any sort of foul trouble at this point. Second shot by Thomas is up. No good. Rebound by Ackerman.
Move that ball.
Ackerman's harassed by Ayers. Gets it over into the hands of Danny Brady. Danny Brady gets it up into the forecourt quickly. Drives it over to the right-hand side. Pulls it back out a little bit. Gets it over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle to set up the offense. Some pushing and shoving going on up at the free throw line area between Cook and his defender. And a timeout is called by Coach Kent Fielding from Skagway. Coach Fielding's going to give his boys a rest for a little bit here. Now Skagway doesn't have the luxury, obviously, of making any substitutions. So rest for these kids is going to come at the free throw line, and it's going to come at timeouts called by Coach Fielding. 36-10 is the score here in Sitka. We're in the B bracket now of this tournament. And as I mentioned briefly in the opening, of this broadcast, it is not a true double elimination tournament. You've got an A bracket, and then you've got a B bracket. The winner of the A bracket is going to go through. Whoever wins all the games through the A bracket is going to be the champion of the Southeast region in 4A. The B bracket, then, whoever wins out the B bracket is going to face the loser from that championship game. And whoever that is, whoever wins that game between the winner of the B bracket and the loser of the A bracket championship game, that's going to be the second-place team that's going to go to state as well. Only two teams from the region will go to state. It will be those two teams. So Skagway got the ball down low to Ackerman. Ackerman was fouled in the act of shooting. He's going to go to the line. 6:58 here to go in the game. And he's going to take his time. Skagway, a little bit more breath here. His first free throw attempt is up, off rim, no good. But he is shooting two. And one of the things that I like about this basketball tournament that I've seen is both teams congratulate the shooter on a made or missed free throw. I like that. You know, everybody's high-fiving. Second shot up by Ackerman. It is around the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Austin Thomas. He gets it over to the hands of Clint and back over to Dylan Tipps. Dylan Tipps passes it to Willie Jennings and out top to Austin Thomas. His three-point shot was an air ball, no good. Rebound comes down to the hands of Thorne Bay, and another jump shot, no good. Rebound by Thorne Bay. Ayers has the ball now on the left-hand side, trying to get it to Dylan Tipps. Dylan Tipps is working on the right. Gets it back over to Ayers. Ayers back over to Tipps. Tipps has a look. Nope, back over to Ayers. Ayers doesn't really know what to do with the ball, but gets it over to Austin Thomas. Back to Ayers. And Thorne Bay is passing the ball around pretty nicely. And then a nice entry pass from Tipps down low to Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas had good position on the inside. Is fouled in the act of shooting and will go to the line to shoot two. That's going to be the second foul on Alex Ackerman. His first free throw from Clint Thomas is up and no good. 6:21 now to go in the game. Skagway's got to get 26 quick, or they will be eliminated from the tournament. Second shot up by Thomas is no good. Rebound fought for on the ground all over the place, and who's on the ground? It's Ayers from Thorne Bay. They come down with the ball. Austin Thomas tries an entry pass into the interior, but he had nothing doing. But Thorne Bay quicker to the loose ball. Another loose ball situation. Wyatt Belisle is in the middle of that, and he is fouled by Thorne Bay. So nice job by Wyatt to get his paws on the ball. And it is Skagway basketball with under six to go now. Colton Belisle comes up over half court and picks up his dribble. Is in trouble. Gets it out to Ackerman. Ackerman on the left side. He's got a jump shot. Puts it up. No good. Colton's there for the rebound on the weak side. Nice weak side rebound by Colton Belisle. Colton's got a double team, and he doesn't know exactly how to get out of it. And as he tries to spin away, he steps on the end line, and that's a violation. Ball goes back to Thorne Bay. Thomas inbounds to Dylan Tips. Tips brings the ball up into the forecourt. Tries to make an entry pass into that elbow area. Gets it back. Takes a one-handed running left-handed shot. No good. Ayers gets it. He takes a shot from the elbow. No good. Tips has it again. He's got a six-footer. No good. Who's there for the rebound? It's Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas is tied up, and it looks like we're going to have another foul call on the floor during the shot. It's going to be ruled on the floor. He's not going to be shooting free throws. It's going to be a side-out situation, and it looks like that foul is going to go against Micah Cook, and that's four on Cook. So Cook's got to be careful out there. Skagway can't afford to lose him off the court. Ayers has the ball now for Thorne Bay. Down low it goes to Thomas. Thomas' shot up, no good. Right over the hands of Wyatt and back into the hands of Thorne Bay. And Ayers puts up another shot, no good. Alex Ackerman comes down with the rebound, and he's got a breakout. It's just him and Tips, and Alex puts it way too hard off glass, and it comes down to the hands of Thorne Bay. Thorne Bay's Dylan Tips now up into some traffic, gets it over into the hands of Jennings. Jennings back out top to Ayers, and Ayers finally knocks down a jumper from about 11 feet just in back of the free throw line. Ayers knocks down the jumper, making it 38-10 with 4:44 to go here in the game. Thorne Bay up over Skagway. On the left-hand side, it is Ackerman. Ackerman with a left-handed layup misses it.
Good drive. Beautiful shot.
A nice look from Ackerman, but unable to make that layup with the left hand. And rebound now comes down to Danny Brady for Skagway. Quickly down low to Ackerman. Ackerman with the right hand this time. No good. Rebound comes down to Austin Thomas. And Austin Thomas looks out to, pardon me, Ayers. Ayers gets it up to Tips. Tips has the lane. Throws it up with the left hand, is fouled, and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 38-10 the score now, 4:11 to go in the game. Dylan Tips going to the line to shoot two for Thorne Bay, and it looks like Thorne Bay is going to advance in this one. I'm calling it early. 4:11 left in the game, unless there's some sort of miracle. Skagway will be eliminated after this game. This will be the last game of the season for the Panthers. Got a lot of building to do in the offseason. But they've got a lot of kids that are going to be pretty big here in the next couple of years. They should have a pretty good size advantage over a lot of the other teams in the Southeast. So we'll see if that plays for good Skagway basketball to continue the storied history of the Skagway basketball program that has been very good at times throughout the years. Now Colton Belisle has the ball for Skagway on the right side. He's going to bring it back up to the center. He gets it over on the left to Ackerman, who feeds it down to Colton. Colton spins to try and get a shot up. He was fouled, but the official saw the footwork and not the foul. Calls Colton Belisle for traveling, and it is Thorne Bay basketball once again, 40-10 to score. Thorne Bay up over Skagway. Thorne Bay has it on the right-hand side, gets it over to Ayers. Ayers goes down low to Thomas, back up top to Dylan Tips. Dylan Tips fakes the three-point. Shot gets it over to Ayers. Ayers shot way too long into the hands of Micah Cook, and Micah Cook's outlet pass to Colton Belisle gets through, and Colton's got a lane, and he brings it up the court, up off the back of the rim. No good for Colton Belisle. We had something going. No, sir. So Thorne Bay has the ball again, and this Skagway 2-3 zone is porous, and Dylan Tips has another open look, misses his shot. Gets the ball back, gets it over to Jericho Seifert, whose shot is missed. Go. And now Alex Ackerman has a breakout. It's him and Tips again, and Ackerman's layup opportunity. Nope, too strong off glass, and doesn't make that layup. All right, back to Thorne Bay it goes. Dylan Tips gets the ball over to Ayers. Ayers back up to Tips. Tips over to Seifert. Seifert's going to try an 18-footer, knocks it down. Nice touch shown by the ninth grader, the freshman Jericho Seifert. 42-10 is the score. Thorn Bay up over Skagway, and Cole Belisle into the forecourt, works off a pick from Cook. Alex with a one-handed runner off of the left-hand baseline, unable to knock it down. Does strip the ball away from the Thorn Bay player who had it, but it is recovered by Thorn Bay. Seaford with it, tries a one-handed hook shot. It is blocked down low by Cook and into the hands of Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle working it on the right-hand side.
He's got help.
Austin Thomas is harassing Colton Belisle with the basketball, forcing Colton to bring it back out top. Colton tries to work it down low to Danny Brady, but Dylan Tips is right there with the big hands and knocks it away. Shot up by Skagway, no good. Rebound by Ackerman, his shot no good. Rebound now to Thorn Bay. Ayers has it, gets into the forecourt to Tips, and Tips with a cross-court pass to Seaford. Seaford with a 10-footer, no good. Rebound down into the hands of Colton Belisle, under two now to go in the game. Colton Belisle gets away with a double dribble, gets it up into the forecourt to Alex Ackerman, who's fouled and no call. Officials just going to let these kids play. They're not going to call the whistles at this point. They're not going to blow them. Danny Brady into the lane with a one-handed runner from eight. No good. Too high off glass. And Tips comes down with it. Gets it up quickly to Austin Thomas. His layup, no good. Rebound. Into the hands of Seaford. Cook is there to bother Seaford's shot.
Rebound.
And Thorn Bay is just playing patty cake with a ball up off the glass time and time again. And dominating Skagway on the glass one more time. So it is... looks like it's going to be a foul on the court, and Thorn Bay will be at the free throw line, but we've got a timeout by Coach Kent Fielding for Skagway. He's going to bring his boys together, give them one last pep talk here before this game ends. He's going to drag out the season just a little bit, you know. Got to get a few more good words in to the boys and let them know that, yes, this was a rebuilding year, and yes, your program will be stronger moving forward. And by playing against stiff competition like they're seeing here in the Southeast region, they're just going to improve game after game and year after year. They're going to get better and better. And by the time these kids are upperclassmen, they're going to have a pretty good basketball squad. All right, so a little bit later this morning, the girls will tip off at, 11:45. It's going to be Skagway versus Hoonah. And what is Skagway looking at in the Hoonah team? Well, Hoonah did get beat. They got beat pretty handily, 52-22 by Angoon. That said, Angoon is a very nice and very talented basketball team, very well coached. Boy, they move the ball so well. They don't put up weird shots. You know, it's not like I catch it, I shoot it, which we see in some of the games here yesterday, which we saw in some of the games here yesterday. They're very disciplined. You know, Hoon is a talented basketball team. They've got some players that have played a lot of basketball. But they are down to five players, and their star from the, our last trip to Hoonah, Alaska Skaffelstad, is not dressing for this tournament. So they are down to five players, and their best player is out. So we'll see what Hoonah has to offer. It is a good team, but they are a little limited. So we'll see if Skagway can make some moves here later this morning. Now the first shot up by Thomas is no good. Second shot by Thomas is up off the back of the rim and falls into the hoop. 4-1, 43-10 the score with 1:16 left to play in the game. Colton Belisle has it for Skagway, working toward the top of the key and over to the right-hand side. He's got an open look from 10. He is unable to get it, but it looks like the ball is going to go out off of Thorn Bay. It will remain Skagway basketball. Colton Belisle to inbound for Skagway. After a couple of picks, ball comes in to Alex Ackerman, but tipped away by Ayers. Nice athletic play by Ayers. Saves the ball as he's going out of bounds. Tips brings it into the forecourt, tries a layup. Ball comes down off of the rim. Tips just missed it. Hits Colton Belisle on the forearm. It goes out of bounds. Colton unable to get it. He's a little mad at himself that he's unable to get that ball. And it is Thorn Bay basketball inbound. It is Ayers with an open look from 18, and Ayers throws up an Ayers ball.
Good job.
Rebounded by Colton Belisle, and Colton loses his dribble a little bit. He had a notion to head toward the hoop, but unable to get it going there. Gets it over to Micah Cook. Micah Cook's going to put up a 17-foot jump shot. No good. Ball comes down into the hands of Seaford. Seaford, outlet pass, is picked off by Ackerman. Ackerman now wants to work against a couple of smaller players. Gets it over to Danny Brady with a layup from the left side. And Danny Brady breaks up the all-Ackerman show here and puts in two for Skagway. bringing their total up to 12 points now, 43-12 the score. Colt Belisle picks off a pass from Thorne Bay, and with 10 seconds, he's got to get up a shot pretty quick. He's got an open look for three. He doesn't try and take it, and we have a foul called off the ball here as Danny Brady is knocked to the ground by Austin Thomas, and it looks like Brady is going to go. No, he's not going to get a free throw opportunity because they're not in the bonus. So, no, it's going to be end line opportunity for Skagway, inbound opportunity, that is. 8 seconds left to go here in the game. Skagway's got the ball underneath the Angoon basket. Colton Belisle to inbound.
One more basket.
Gets it in to Cook. Cook launches up a quick shot over to the hands of Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt puts up a shot. Oh, around the rim and out. And rebound will come down to Thorne Bay. And that's all she wrote. 43-12, the final score as the Skagway boys fall to the Thorne Bay Wolverines. Thorne Bay is going to turn around and play very quickly. 1:30 versus a game Hona squad.